I remember where I was and what I was doing when I first heard the news that President Franklin Delano Roosevelt had died. He was the only president I had ever known. He was elected in 1932, 1936, 1940, and again in 1944. Since then, of course, there's a law that stipulates that a president can have only two. Did it stop on me here? Yeah. I'll have to just talk a little louder then, I guess. Now, imagine for yourself a president who had been elected for 13 four-year terms.
I'll fix it while you talk.
Okay. For 13 four-year terms. And that's to give you an idea of what it was like when King Uzziah was king of Judah. For the Bible tells us that he was reigning over the land for 52 years. Now, to reign for 52 years is quite a thing. He was 16 years old when he was made king. Some of you are 16. Just think what it would be like if you were ruling over the land until you were 68. Well, that was King Uzziah. Now, that can be a good thing or a bad thing, depending on what kind of a king the person is. Well, the Bible says of Uzziah, he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. And one reason that Uzziah had a good reign was because he had a good teacher. The Bible says there was a man by the name of Zechariah. Are we okay?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. There was a man named Zechariah, not the prophet who wrote the book in the Bible, but another man by the name of Zechariah. The Bible says of him that Uzziah sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God, and as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. So I would hope that all of you who are 16 years old or so now would think that your professors, your teachers, are having the same good influence on you, so that in the years to come you will say, yes, that was a real blessing I got from my teachers, so that I am still following in the narrow way that leads to eternal life. Now, of course, we don't deserve any blessings from God. And the people of Judah certainly did not deserve any blessings from God either, for they had been unfaithful many times. But you see, God blesses his people. He is faithful to his promises to them. In good times, bad times, when people are unfaithful and when they are following his word, he's always interested in doing what is in their spiritual best interest. So sometimes he sends poverty, he sends judgments, but sometimes he sends prosperity. And that's what he did in the case of Uzziah. The Bible says, whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. But whom the Lord loves, he also blesses from time to time with extraordinary blessings. And that was the case with Uzziah. Just listen to these words again. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. Now let's take a look at some of the blessings that God gave to King Uzziah when he was the king and to his people, and then compare them with the blessings that we have received in our country for all of these many years. First, God gave Uzziah victory over the enemy nations around him. The Philistines, the Arabians, the Ammonites, the Munites. The Bible says his fame spread as far as the entrance of Egypt, for he became exceedingly strong. He had an army of fighting men. The total number of chief officers was 2,600. And under their authority was an army of 307,500 that made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. We have to remember that Judah was a very small country, smaller than the little country of Israel today. And yet, he had such a mighty army. And it was a well-equipped army. The Bible says they had shields, spears, helmets, body armor, bows, and slings to cast stones. The Bible speaks of devices in Jerusalem, invented by skillful men to be on the towers and the corners to shoot arrows and large stones. I imagine having these new inventions at that time as some of your weapons in warfare would be just like today at the end of Second World War when suddenly the United States had an atomic bomb, a new invention to wield over against the enemy. Well, they had new inventions too, shooting arrows and large stones. And the Bible says his fame spread far and wide, for he was marvelously helped till he became strong. Helped by whom? Well, God made him prosper. Not only was Uzziah successful in his military endeavors, but with regard to how things went in his kingdom. The Bible says of him, and I don't know that it says this of anyone else, he loved the soil. So he was particularly interested in agriculture. He built towers in the desert. He dug many wells, for he had much livestock, both in the lowlands and in the plains. He also had farmers and vine dressers in the mountains and in Carmel. So the country was buzzing with activity. During his long reign, God made him prosper. So prosperity can be a blessing from God, as well as poverty. And now we think of our own country, prosperity, certainly, in our country for many, many, many years. Military might, agricultural success, feeding our country and other parts of the world as well. And all of this for a long period of time, even longer than the 52-year reign of King Uzziah. And our Lord wants us to keep praying to our God for those in authority, for kings, in our case, elected officials and other persons in government. We are to keep on praying that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. So just think of the many blessings that our God has given us during all of these many years. Military might, prosperity, stable government, all of these good things. And besides all of that, the blessing of religious liberty, which has permitted us to have a school like this without hindrance, to teach our children the Word of God, and to spread that gospel in other places as well. Certainly we do not deserve this, just as Judah did not deserve all the blessings that they enjoyed under King Uzziah. But now, when God gives us these times of prosperity, the danger is that we forget all about God, that we think only of ourselves and how great we are. And then, of course, God can change things around in a hurry. But as long as God continues to prosper us, then we are to make use of the time and the opportunity we have to do those things that our God wants from us above all, to proclaim His good news, salvation in Jesus Christ. Just as the people of Judah had the opportunity for these many years to think of the promises that God had given to His people. Well, before we sing our hymn today, I've been informed that Ron Porath has a serious health problem, that there's a mass on his lungs, and that he is in the hospital, and he is to have biopsy today. So we ask for your prayers, and we want to pray also right now at this time. O Lord, we have just read in your word, whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receives. We ask you to be with Ron Porath and his family in this time of chastening, and to bless those who are working with him so that everything will be done to bring him back to his former health. And above all, we ask you to be with the family so that they will continue to trust in you as a faithful God who hears prayers and will do everything to the benefit for the good of those who love him. We ask you to bless all those who work in this case so that Ron will be back to his health as soon as possible. In Jesus' name, we pray this prayer. And now we sing to our Lord and remind ourselves of his faithfulness. We sing hymn 809, stanzas 1 and 3.